AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Funeral visitations are being held today for two of the 21 children killed by an 18-year-old gunman in Uvalde, Texas. In his Memorial Day event, Texas Governor Greg Abbott talked about prayers and healing for the families and the people of Uvalde.
It is going to take time to heal the devastation that the families there have gone through and are going through.
Before heading to Arlington National Cemetery, President Biden expressed some optimism a bipartisan effort could be reached in the Senate to include restrictions on the kind of semi-automatic weapons used in Buffalo and Uvalde.
Things have gotten so bad that everybody's getting more rational about it. At least that's my hope and prayer.
At Arlington, Biden placed a wreath on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Here's Ed Donahue.
The president saluted as taps played after laying the wreath of red and white roses wrapped in red, white, and blue ribbon in front of the tomb.
Memorial Day is always a day where pain and pride are mixed together.
The president says Memorial Day is not the only day to remember those who gave their lives for their country.
It must be a daily commitment to act, to come together, to be worthy of the price that was paid.
This is also the day the president's veteran son, Beau, died of a brain tumor in 2015. He and the First Lady attended church near their home in Delaware and laid flowers at their son's grave.
It always feels to me on Memorial Day. I see him, not as he was the last time I held his hand, but the day I pinned his bars on him.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
Two young women, 20 and 22 years old, are dead, 20 other people hurt, in a crash that sent two cars careening into a crowd of bystanders at an annual Memorial Day weekend cruise last night in Lincoln, Nebraska. A witness says a speeding car hit one, making a turn. Both jumped the curb and hit people on the sidewalk. The women were in one of the cars. This is AP News. European Union leaders are struggling to impose sanctions on Russian oil imports despite a plea from Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. The EU leaders are considering a compromise to allow Hungary and others to continue those imports. Here's the AP's Lauren Cook.
There may be some agreement developing around the idea of splitting this up, that is, having an embargo on oil that's brought in by sea and not on the oil that's been brought in by pipeline, which really affects Hungary.
Latvia's prime minister urged the others to not lose sight of the big picture, saying for the EU it's only money, while the Ukrainians are paying with their lives, adding only when Russia is defeated can we in Europe feel safe. Agatha, the strongest hurricane on record to make a May landfall in eastern Pacific, swept ashore on a stretch of tourist beaches and fishing towns in southern Mexico as a strong Category 2 storm, 105-mile-per-hour winds. Rainfall could top 16 inches. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.